From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. North Korea is making another gesture ahead of a scheduled June summit meeting between leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
North Korea says it will dismantle its nuclear test site later this month. In a statement, the foreign ministry says all tunnels at the testing ground will be destroyed by explosion, while observation and research facilities and ground-based guard units will also be removed. It says journalists from the U.S., South Korea, China, Russia, and Britain will be invited to witness the process, but the statement did not say whether international experts would be invited. Analysts say that while the closure of the site is important, it doesn't represent a material step toward full denuclearization. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Polls closed across Iraq Saturday evening. It's the first national election since the country declared victory over the Islamic State group. The vote was marked by reports of low turnout and irregularities. Polling station manager Sarmad Ismail. He points out the low turnout and says some citizens had voting errors or found their name to be at another polling station. Results are expected within the next 48 hours, according to the independent body that oversees Iraq's election. Israel has closed a border crossing with Gaza a day after it was damaged during Palestinian protests. Friday's damage occurred during what have become weekly protests by Palestinians over Israel's blockade of the Gaza Strip. On Friday, the Gaza Health Ministry said one Palestinian was killed and 49 injured when members of the Israeli army fired on protesters near the border. This is VOA News.